It's 20 past three on Wednesday, and I'm sat parked outside the Hurst High School in Ashington, just doing the school run, picking Oliver up, and then I'll be going to Ashington High School, picking Catherine up, and then going to Bothwell Middle School and picking Rebecca up, and then returning to Newbiggin, picking other Rebecca up, dropping them off at home, and then going to deliver some Benelin to my mum, who's got a chesty cough at the moment. So that's my schedule over the next 30 minutes. What have I been doing today? Well, Rebecca and I went to Alnwick to visit one of my clients, Bill and, gosh, her name escapes me, June Armstrong. And they run a guest house or a B&B in Alnwick called Allen House, and very, very nice it is too. It's one of the nicest places I've ever been to in terms of the standard of it and the quality of decor, and they're constantly redecorating the place. So we were taking new photographs of some of their rooms. They've got six rooms that they let out, and they look like they're from sort of one of those House Beautiful magazines. They're incredibly well done, beautifully decorated, lots of coordinating knickknacks, and really lovely. So that's what we've been doing. And next challenge for me today is to try and think of something to make for the kids for tea. This is not something that comes naturally to me. Yesterday I made a bolognese sauce with some mince and passata and stuff like that, and we had that with pasta. I have no clue what I'm going to make today. I'm going to have to look in the freezer, see what we've got, and try and make some nutritious meal for my offspring. And then this evening, my DVD order has come. I've been waiting for this one. It's Project Nim. Worth watching and worth looking up on IMDb if you don't know about it. It's the story, it's a documentary, and it's about some people who bring a chimpanzee up as a human. They try and bring it up in a very sort of human style to see how it affects the behaviour of the chimp with, I believe, not tremendous results. But yeah, I look forward to that. I think it won some kind of major award this year for best documentary or something like that. Other than that, halfway through the week, still a couple of days of work to go. Tomorrow I'm doing comedy writing with my chums, Clive, Murdy and Trev and others in Newcastle. And then, more stuff, which I'll tell you about later. Ta-ta for now. Speak to you soon. Bye.